and you're listening to Stages. A Girl is a Half-Formed Thing is adapted by Annie Ryan for the stage, from the novel, originally by Emma McBride, and we have the director Erin Taylor on the line. It's opening at the King's Cross Theatre and it's playing from the 6th to the 21st of April. Welcome to Stages, Erin.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So this is a co-pro, Brevity Theatre, in association with their productions, Bakehouse Theatre Company, by the way. Tell us a little bit about The Girl.
Yeah, it's a beautiful one-woman show, which is essentially a stream of consciousness monologue. So it's been adapted by a novel by the same name, and it's been beautifully adapted into this one-woman show where we kind of enter into the mind of a girl basically from the womb and into her becoming a young woman and from a child into a teenager into a woman in the world. And it's all from her point of view. It's all from her mind. So it's this beautiful kind of insight into what it's like to become a woman in the modern world. Yeah.
Quite an epic journey across time. How are you treating this? So, because, I mean, you've only got one woman you're working with on stage. Yeah. So directorially, how do you work that, and how do you work the time that changes within that?
Yeah, I'm blessed with the most beautifully talented and versatile actor, Ella Prince.
Ella Prince, wonderful.
So
yes.
She makes my job easy. Mm. And really, I guess the play never really sits in naturalism. Mm-hmm. She's not trying to recreate everything that happened to her and every person that she meets. It really sits in this surreal world where we should feel that we're inside her mind and we're seeing and meeting the people that are in her life through her eyes. So, you know, it's supported by a beautiful set and beautiful music and lights, which let us kind of sit in her world and see the world from her eyes. So, and Ella beautifully, physically and vocally embodies that and makes that world come to life for us.
So who are the people that she meets?
Well, essentially the monologue is really... the writer Emma McBride describes it as a platonic love letter to her brother. She's really connected to her older brother, who has a brain tumor and then a brain injury. And so throughout the piece, she's talking to him and talking about her connection to him. She also has a kind of overbearing mother, and also because it is set in Ireland in the kind of 90s, we do have this kind of presence of Catholicism and religion there that is kind of sitting in this world as well, that dominates her world, dominates her mother and her grandfather, and kind of throws up a lot of guilt and anxiety about how she makes her way in the world and sex and things like that.
So how she internally copes with the people rather than the actual exchange with them.
Absolutely. It's about, you know, it really, I think every woman who's read it or seen the play kind of says, it resonates in that feeling of that journey into womanhood of finding yourself as a teenager and finding yourself as a young woman, and how you encounter men and religion and sex, and how we're kind of, dominated by the things we are told about what we should be and how we should behave and in the world.
And controlled by the society and the... But how does it move to Australian audiences? This is the Australian premiere of the work.
I think because it has got a universality to it, it's really about those key moments in a young woman's life that we have experienced. I think we've got an all-female team of working on the show, and I think everyone has kind of commented about how they recognise, you know, what that was like to be 13, or you recognise what that's like to be 18. So I think the resonance is really strong about how you navigate coming into whatever your womanhood looks like, whether it's in Australia or Ireland. And really, she's doing it in a really patriarchal society, and I think that's what Australia is discussing at the moment. Yeah. What is masculinity in Australia, and how that affects us as women.
Yeah.
So I think it's really kind of pertinent and important about how we navigate that.
Mm. So you were thinking about doing this prior to the whole Me Too movement?
Yeah, we were. Yeah, a friend had given me the play kind of way before that, and it just struck me as it's just a beautiful piece of writing, and it's a beautiful novel, and it's a new beautiful stage adaptation. And I think, I kind of feel like women have been having these conversations amongst ourselves what danger, and because there's some serious content, there's some dark content in it, and I think we've always been discussing that about dangerous things that we've felt and dangerous men that we've been around. We've always been talking about that and warning each other and having that knowledge for ourselves. I think the Me Too is about having the conversation, and now people are listening, or the wider world is listening to us. We've always known it, we've always felt it, and we've always warned each other and discussed with each other situations in the world that have affected us, or we've needed protection, or have damaged us. It's just the movement is now making people, a wider audience, listen
more, vocal about it, able to talk about it, discuss it more.
But it just has come to fruition at this time, which is kind of
perfect timing.
Beautiful, but also confronting this, that we're sitting in these times and having these really difficult conversations.
So One Woman Show, poetic language wise how does she change from in the way, like, I mean, the text in is there a change in the sort of style or the kind of address of the text?
She does kind of embody, and she vocally embodies the other characters, her mother and her brother and her uncle and aunt that she meets. And that's kind of the brilliance of Ella, is there's very little set, there's no costume change. It's all about how she embodies that with kind of her intention and her voice and her body. So it's a really kind of fascinating, it's a real actor's piece. And we've got a great actor at the centre of it, is what you'll be watching, is her performance and how she transforms and how she embodies all of these characters, as well as the central girl character. So, yes, it's really about Ella and watching her with the language and the piece.
Wow. Well, Erin Taylor, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
Thank you. That's A Girl is a Half-Formed Thing, playing from the 6th to the 21st of April at the King's Cross Theatre. Erin Taylor, the director there. And it's a co-production, Brevity Theatre in association with Aya Productions and Bakehouse Theatre Company. Sounds just beautiful.